KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have dense fog still, and it's 28 degrees still. A dense fog advisory continues through this morning. Otherwise, we look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with a chance of light rain later this afternoon, a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, the Creston Police Department reports this morning that two men were arrested a little before 1 a.m. today following an incident at a residence in the 300 block of North Walnut Street in Creston. Authorities say 33-year-old Manuel Luke Richardson of Creston was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held in the Union County Jail without bond. And 24-year-old Denzel Christopher Marlowe of Altoona was arrested for interference with official acts. Marlowe was later released on a $300 cash bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors have a relatively light agenda for their weekly meeting this morning. During the session, it gets underway at 8 o'clock, or rather at 8:30, I should say. The board will act on an abatement of taxes for a parcel owned by the city of Oneida. They'll also act on a resolution proclaiming the board's support for the home-based Iowa initiative and approve an application from Monats Incorporated for a partial payment, the final payment, actually, for the Glacier to Buck Creek to Echo Road paving project, as well as acceptance of work on the project. The final order of business is to approve participation in an agreement to establish the portion, a position, of the Cass County Wellness Coordinator and to partially fund the position. Other funding partners would include ISU Extension, the Nishna Valley YMCA, and Cass County Memorial Hospital. The Atlantic School Board, members of the Facilities Planning Committee, an engineer and financial expert met at the high school Wednesday evening to discuss a $9.5 million proposal to improve certain district facilities. Superintendent Steve Barber told KJAN News Wednesday that the committee was able to present their proposal to the board after a long planning process.
We've been working with a small group of community members, a facility committee, we call it, and we had revisited what the needs assessments were back in 2016. And we got to a point, or that committee got to a point, where they were able to come to the board and talk about a different scope. I know in 2016, the scope of the project was $23.2 million.
Barber said the latest proposal concentrates on improvements to the middle school and redoing the softball-baseball diamond, refurbishing the Trojan Bowl, and creating a road from 11th to 14th to help with congestion that occurs at Washington School during the student drop-off and pickup.
Basically, the scope is centered around creating safety in our athletic facilities at the middle school, and then also making all of our facilities ADA compliant and accessible to everyone.
Some of the proposed improvements to the Trojan Bowl would include using an all-synthetic turf, a new and wider soccer field, a four-lane rubber track, visitor parking, and new bleachers with 1,500-seat capacity on the home side and 500-seat capacity on the visitor's side. Grading, according to Barbara, will be a big part of that project.
You know, there's a pretty steep incline there, so basically what needs to happen, we'd need to widen that out a little bit and take that grade at a softer slope, and then widen the field a little bit. So that's the goal of the project, is to create a Trojan Bowl. It still have the same atmosphere and really look like something that people from our community and other communities will be proud of.
Barber said Piper Jeffries' Travis Squires, the district's bond counsel, presented to the board Wednesday night and said the costs are doable without a tax increase. The plan moving forward, he said, is to meet December 12th during a regular session and then act on setting the date for a bond referendum as April 2nd. A steering committee will be led by community members. In the meantime, Barber said he would then be available to inform the public on what the plans are.
We as a committee, we as a board, me as a superintendent, We want to be as transparent as possible with this whole process and make sure that people understand what we're getting and how it's going to affect their tax dollars.
Past attempts at placing a bond referendums before patrons of the district have fizzled out or been defeated. Barber said there's a renewed energy to get something accomplished in the name of safety and to be more in step with other Hawkeye 10 district schools.
Six of the 10 Hawkeye 10 schools have upgraded their facilities, and you know, I think it's just the board's really focused on safety. And right now, we can't say that those fields are completely safe for our kids to play. Plus, the accessibility for all our folks to get to these competitions and watch them don't exist in those facilities. We feel like it would be a great improvement to those facilities, a long-term improvement to that facilities, and yet still honor the fact that our taxpayers are obviously we have to pay for it, but we feel we're in a good position to do something like this and still maintain a reasonable tax levy.
Elsewhere in the news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are investigating a burglary that was reported at around 5:30 a.m. Thursday in Stanton. An employee of the Cast Iron Cafe reported the incident. A surveillance camera caught a man entering the business at around 1:25 a.m. The suspect took an undisclosed amount of cash from the register. There's images from still frame images from the camera under the same story of the suspect on our news page at KJAN.com. And if you have any information or may have seen anything at around the time the crime occurred, call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712. Your tip may be making you eligible for a reward of up to $1,000 for an arrest and conviction. Police in Red Oak report an investigation has resulted in the arrest of a woman on forgery charges. 45-year-old Tiffany Lee Palmer of Red Oak allegedly committed acts of forgery on three different occasions. She was arrested at around 11:30 a.m. Thursday at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office on three Class D felony forgery charges and booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where her cash bond was set at $5,000. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy on routine patrol Tuesday night pulled over a vehicle at the intersection of Highway 6 and 300 Street in Pott County. The registered owner of the vehicle, 57-year-old Anthony William Nichols of Atlantic, was showing a valid warrant through the Council Bluffs District Court. After the warrant was verified, Nichols was placed under arrest and transported to the Pott County Jail, where he was booked in on a warrant for OWI first offense. A Pottawatomie County woman was arrested at around 7:30 a.m. Tuesday following a traffic stop. A records check indicated 34-year-old Lindsay Nicole Wells of Council Bluffs had an active warrant out of the District Court of Council Bluffs and Pottawatomie County. The warrant was issued in July for contempt of court, failure to pay child support. Wells was placed under arrest for the active warrant with a cash bond of only $1,500. She was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in. Also in the news, it's unclear when or even if veterans who've been shortchanged on their forever GI Bill benefits may get what they're owed. Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican who is a combat veteran, is among those who've been asking the Veterans Administration for an explanation.
Someone from the VA had indicated they would not go back and correct the deficient payments that had been made to our veterans for their educational benefits. And our stance is, if you have promised our veterans that those payments would be made, then they need to be made.
The Forever GI Bill provides educational and housing benefits to military veterans who go to college.
And if they were told that they would receive these educational benefits, we need to ensure that they are receiving those educational benefits.
A Veterans Administration official gave conflicting answers to a House committee Thursday, leaving open the possibility benefits may not be recalculated and veterans may not be fully reimbursed for their fall semester. Congressman Dave Lobsack of Iowa City says the situation is causing a financial hardship for many veterans who've gone back to school.
We're hopeful that this is going to get taken care of. I don't know if it is just an IT glitch or what it is, but, you know, this is compounding, of course, you know, with the Iowa National Guard members who are forced to pay back some of their salary after a payroll error was made by the Army.
Lobsack says Iowa veterans may call his office for assistance in calculating what they're owed through the Forever GI Bill.
You know, I've held every administration accountable, whether it's Democratic or Republican, since I've been in Congress. And clearly, in this case, that's what we've got to do. We've got to get to the bottom of it.
Lobsack has been a member of Congress since 2007, which means he's served during the George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump administrations. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.